Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. As you know, the second hour is Chazanis. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I'm sorry for the confusion from the past week or two. We had a problem with our server. Everything is working. And back to regular programming. The first hour, you know, was non-Chazanis. Second hour is strictly Chazanut. This hour will feature two really outstanding cantors. Cantor Sidney Shikoff and cantor Joseph Schlisky. Don't have too much information about Shikoff. His first officiating was for the High Holy Days at the famous Stone Avenue Synagogue in Brooklyn. And then he had many other engagements, also at the fabulous Concord Hotel, a position he held for six consecutive years. He was born in 1920. He died in 1965 at the very, very young age of 45. Some of you are familiar with his son, Neil Shikoff, who is a famous opera singer, born in 1949. So let's get right to the Chazanis. We'll hear Shikoff, Sidney Shikoff. The first selection will be V'hu Rachum.
Oh!
Okay, you know, I mentioned that he died at the age of 45, so he was in his late 30s when this was recorded. So young today, I mean, my gosh, 45 is a kid. Anyway, glad that we do have these recordings. We'll next hear Sidney Shikoff with Ahavas Olam. for enjoying these recordings of Sidney Shikoff. Yeah, I hear from him that often. Next selection will be Seam Shalom. One more selection before we get to Schlitzky. This is V'tov Be'einecha. V'tov Be'einecha. V'tov Sidney Shikoff. Okay. Our next chazan will be Schlisky, Joseph Schlisky. He was born in 1894. He died in 1955. He was born in Poland. At the age of 10, he and six other boys were virtually kidnapped by a choir leader who told their parents that he was taking them to London, but instead took them to Toronto, Canada. There, Schlisky managed to escape from the group, and he lived with a rag dealer when he was 13. He had his first cantorial position and sent for his parents as soon as he had saved up enough money. Schlisky attended the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, from which he was graduated in 1917. 2 years later, he made his singing debut in New York City. So that's 19, he was 25 years old. For the next 20 years, he held many important posts in New York, including one at the Slonimer Synagogue. He was also involved with the San Carlo Opera Company and in leading roles in La Boheme, Les Rives, and Tosca. So, opera runs very close with Shikoff. It was his son, Neil, and here we had Schlisky. These recordings are something that I think you're going to really enjoy if you're not familiar with Schlisky. The first selection will be V'hu Rachum. Okay, hit the wrong button, okay. This first selection will be Anna Bekoach, a classic.
Oh,
Cantor Joseph Siski next with Tanya.
Tanya, umara bifanino, ayoguro mle mati beguro beyer sabo, im hakeho, temu itakeye. Oh.
had mentioned that Shikoff died at a very young age of 45 and ended his career cut short at a very, very early age. What I didn't mention about Schlitzky was that in 1940, when he was 46 years old, he suffered a stroke which left him an invalid. That was in 1940. So that cut short his cantorial career. Very sad how both of them, it's interesting that we do have their recordings when they were in their late 30s, early 40s. Let's go next to Amor Rabbi Elazar. We'll next hear Ritze. Okay, that was Ritze. Well, next here, Av Horachamim. Let me just make sure I'm getting this correct. Oh, Okay, just looking at the, I have a record dating volume, and I see that for Joseph Schlisky, his first recordings were in 1920. Let's see, 20, he was 26 years old. He was born in 1894. So he's 26 years old when he did Omar Rabbi Elazar, and the next... recording dates were 1921, 23, 24, and January 1926. Now, this is very relevant because, as you know, prior to 1925, all the recordings were what they call acoustic, where the performers stood in front of a large horn and they sang into the horn, the vibrations went down to make the mold for the records. It wasn't until 1925 when they became electronically produced with a microphone and amplifier and so forth. So these were all recorded rather primitively. Just wanted you to understand how interesting this is. To me, he recorded when he was in his late 20s and early 30s. Around the time of his stroke, though. He had stopped recording, apparently, for a brief period there. Okay, let's get to a very interesting selection. This will be Tikkantor Shabbos.
Shemeroy Kroy Thank you. batoy, rashab beta batoy, aloy la saton mir menisko.
Okay, so you understood the primitive nature of recording prior to 1925. Looked up the record dating for Shikoff, and the book only goes up till 1940, so all of his recordings were probably in the 50s, early 50s. In any event, this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping you enjoyed the program. Want to remind you, if you want to learn what's going on in the world of Chazanis, my cantorial calendar is always chock full of information, flyers, tells you what's happening around the world. Very simple, just email me at cbjmusic@aol.com, and in the subject, just put calendar, and you'll receive this wonderful calendar. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.